The text for this evening's painting is found in the last verse of the Gospel for the day. "And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice. So there shall be one flock and one shepherd." In temptation, born of logic, we cry out from time to time, shaking our heads or fists, as signals of an inability to comprehend our Maker. "Maker," we say, "you just don't make any sense at all." The blueprints we submitted are looked over, and then they're overlooked. So we try prayers, and they are answered, but completely out of order. There are perfectly reasonable ways of coming to grips with these difficulties, Lord. I have just submitted a list of possible solutions. Are you listening? Perhaps if we strike as a group, make God deal with us as a flock, perhaps the logic might be more apparent. What remained hidden from one might be revealed as he meets us all together. So, flock, gather your difficulties all together now. All your very best problems, and pile them into an emotional heap at the base of your heart. You say you have relationship difficulties. Excellent. Put them on the pile. You say you're lonely. Put that on. You have money worries. You don't know what to do when you leave Holden. You don't know what to do now that you've come to Holden. You're afraid of yourself. Pile all of that on. You've got family anxiety. Your complexion is bad. Your stomach aches. You're unhappy with the world situation. Civil unrest, hunger, poverty, waste. Stack up all those woes. The collective bleatings of this little flock is bound to reach the ear of the Almighty. We will be heard. Our prayers will be answered. But how? A hero, perhaps. Send us a champion, a bringer of order. And as long as our prayers are ascending, we might as well include a job description for our hero. A physician, maybe. A world leader. A theologian. A shrink. A general. A TA consultant, a guru, a tax analyst, a banker, a good-looking guy or girl who likes us just for what we are. Perhaps a combination of any or all of these things. Well, while you're deciding on your type of champion, it is probably best to let you know that he has already arrived. While you were praying for a hero, God already sent him. You're going to find this hard to swallow, folks. He sent us a shepherd. God, you are still not making any sense at all. This is our champion, for certain. A real, honest-to-God shepherd. Maybe more of a symbol shepherd, because if God sent us a real shepherd, who or what does he think we are? Look up shepherd in the Bible. Perhaps they are really super people in disguise, divinities in shepherd's clothing. Find some magic, perhaps, in these tenders of sheep. Because if we don't, God is going to remain unsolvable, and so are our problems. No, it seems that they abide in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks. Well, not exactly their flocks. The owners give the sheep to the shepherd for safekeeping. They don't even have their own sheep. You really can't blame the owners for giving their sheep to somebody else. Sheep are not fun. Sheep make very dumb noises. Have you ever watched them jumping up and down for no apparent reason at all? They'll chew a green pasture into a dusty pocket. They have no sense of direction. And a sweet whistle will put them to sleep. So the shepherd's job is just to keep them in a nourishing circle. It's one of those jobs best promoted by simply confessing that someone has to do it. Well, is there any point, really, in describing the shepherd? Now that we're familiar with the beast he serves, I ask, is this a job with possibilities? A job for a man on the way up? To what new rank does a shepherd aspire after he once has proven himself to be an accomplished shepherd? No ambition, in a never mind vocation, the servant of the dumb creatures becomes less than the ones he has come to serve. The shepherd is definitely someone born to the manger. Or in the manger? Dumb and foolish God, this is not at all what we requested. Get your boy child out of the feed box. Strike the devil down yourself and deal with us individually, hero to hero. This world screams bloody terror and rips itself apart. Demons are infesting your holy house. Hearts break from an infinite variety of despairs. And a shepherd is dropped by a teenage virgin into a feed box in a dung heap of a town. Oh, come on, God. That doesn't make any sense at all. And yet God knows what to send, because he does in fact know what we are. makers of stupid noises, jumping up and down for no apparent reason, chewing our green pastures into dusty pockets, lulled to sleep by sweet whistles, we are the feeders at the manger. Now only the father of the flock could make such beautiful sense. For our manger overflows with the shepherd and the food. Everything we need, and a lamb to boot. It took all the company of heaven, bursting with the news of the shepherd's birth, to come to earth and announce it with glory and song. All that glory, all that excitement, and for whom? A few more shepherds? Our logic and jealousy asked, why? In heaven's name, all of that for a couple of shepherds. And the father replies, the shepherds surely ought to know of the birth of another shepherd. And who better to announce the birth of my lamb? And so the servant of the flock is our brother lamb. Come not just to enlarge the fold, or just to lead it, but to die for the flock, and in the cross-borne slaughter to be bread and water on which we feed. Was there ever a shepherd like this? Living water, bread and wine, a guide who knows the territory quite well because he lived and died and rose again there. Brothers and sisters, sheep, take eat the shepherd's body and drink the blood of the lamb's brother godchild. There can be no other pasture, because the shepherd is here. Amen.